It's been a while, hasn't it?
Back when I was an English gent too far to ever mention, rebel without applause starts an indifference engine. Stopped for more tea, recharged my ascension, invited everybody to the father of invention. The party carried on through the giddy limit. Comics, teas, cartoons and games and several silly gimmicks. But wait, hang on a minute, someone's no longer in it. My dinner's on a silver tray with no one here to bring it. Now where the hell is Jeffrey? Let's rewind it back. Oh yes, he disappeared, if I could find that secret track. At the end of album 4 he vanished like a magic trick. Took my time travel trousers and I'm sad, but as it is, I've no time to find his silly face. I'm busy and impatient. It looks like Jeff's gone, time to find a new replacement. How hard could it be to be my butler every day? It's not like I ever needed that ape anyway. Right then, well, I suppose I'd better place an ad in the Times. Wanted, new butler, role ideal for enthusiastic animal who doesn't mind wearing clothes. Well, at first I tried a python, but he slipped right out the uniform. My lovely horse was rubbish, and I couldn't find a unicorn. The brown bear looked so fetching, and his suit, he looked so suitable. But mauled the postman brutally, and I couldn't find a moose at all. I settled for a fawn, but they make awful butlers. He hid when I called and left hoof prints in the butter. The pelican was silly, as pathetic as the rabbit, and the hedgehog's stupid spikes ruined every single jacket. Had a bumblebee, squashed him. Had an ant, lost him. Tried some foreign help, a koala and a possum. So often drifted off to the image of my Jeff, beaming in soft focus, his orange hair a mess. I can't leave the silly sod in space like lost property. Besides, he's the only one who makes a proper cup of tea. Chuck the other beasts away or prepare them in my kitchen, 'cause this time it's time to travel time and find where Jeff is missing.